This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Hey, Tom, do you reckon the Queen would approve of my fashion sense?
Well, I am the Queen of Joy, and I say no. So we tried to teach Warren the other day because he turned up in a lot of blue and brown and black shoes. We tried to explain to him, no.
I thought they looked good. My belt matched.
No. So we tried to explain the difference between when you wear brown and black shoes. Today he arrives in a black shirt, brown pants, but he wore brown shoes. And he goes, see. Oh, God. No, so, yes, no, the Queen would not be impressed. She would say, off with your head.
I reckon she would be impressed because...
imagine her trying to knock your head off. She'd be swinging over the top. There'd be a lot of air movement. She'd have to say, oh, you'd have to...
Well, apparently she is upset with Meghan Markle's dress sense.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she is, according to the Dale...
Yeah, you can't trust those Yanks.
I mean, Her Majesty was reportedly, and I quote, surprised... that she opted to wear white down the aisle at her wedding. Oh. Why would you be surprised that you're wearing white down the aisle at her wedding?
Well, she's been married and she's not a virgin. Do you understand the whole concept of
wearing...
So you
can't wear white again?
Well, it's meant to be a...
But can't you be reborn as one or something?
I know someone that's had as many lovers as you would think that you could be... You can't stitch that shit back together, sweetheart. It's gone forever, let me tell you.
Well, she's being told she needs to start dressing less like a Hollywood star and more like a royal.
See, this is, they've been having a go at her because the stories come out now that when she was getting married, she went into the tiara room. I mean, that just sounds like my dream.
Tiara room.
And she wanted a special green one. And
right.
She chucked a performance, they believe, like, bah, rah, rah, rah. And then Queen called Harry in and said, she wears what I give her.
Oh, really?
And I thought, you know what, I would have married her. Like, when I married him, I would have turned around and said, now, bitch, hand it over. I would have walked up and snapped it off her head. I mean, she's 93 or 7.
Why couldn't she wear what she...
She couldn't chase me down the aisle if I had a crown.
She's also apparently, the Queen's also upset because she wore a short tuxedo-style dress to an August performance of Hamilton as well. I mean, why can't she wear what she wants? I mean, she's breaking all these stereotypes down.
She's 91. Just keep the old bugger pickled and she won't know what's going
on. Now, I want you to introduce... Not every gay man is into fashion, Tom, so I want you to educate me here. It says the mother-to-be has introduced Chloe clutches. What are they?
Well, Chloe's a brand.
Right.
Right, and a clutch is a little purse that doesn't have a handle.
Oh, that's like what you've got.
Oh, for God's sake. Yes, it's where you keep your... No, I won't go there.
Aquazura pumps, whatever they are.
Yeah.
And I know what ripped jeans are.
Are you sure?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So she's in trouble for introducing that wardrobe anyway. But the same insider who's revealed this information has also revealed that the 37-year-old has shaken up the palace with her work ethic.
Because she gets up at 5 a.m. and does her little yoga. And then she starts texting all the people saying... Because she wants to be important. She's realised she's very low on the pecking order.
Is that why she's doing it?
She's lower than the Eugenie and the Beatrice. You know, the beetroot and whatever.
But that's their job, is to do stuff, isn't it? They're paid a fortune. They sit there and I mean, I know there are fans, right? So what's... They should be up at 5 a.m. getting text messages to do their work.
If I was royal... If anyone pulled those curtains back before midday, off with your head. I've been to the Tower of London. It looks like a horrible little place. I'd be locking them all up in there. Everybody. Yeah, you'd be first if you ever wore those shoes again into Joy.
Tom, you've written something to me that I meant to read out, and it's all in capitals.
Well, I mean, are you upset that the words are bigger than you? Well, I mean, I don't understand. But you have a problem reading.
It's like you're shouting at me.
Well, I am.
And I've got evidence to back this up because lecturers have been banned from using capital letters in one of the UK universities.
Wait, is it because in the UK they can't spell?
No, a memo has been sent out to staff. A memo has been sent out to staff at the university, Leeds Trinity Journalism Department, suggesting that uppercase letters may scare them into failure. Is that what you're trying to do?
Are you serious? Are you?
No, I'm deadly serious.
That's... Listen, you're at university. You're meant to go and get cheap drinks, have a lot of unprotected sex. You know, and then, no, you should always have protected sex while you're at university, but you're meant to go out and take lots of drinks, have lots of protected sex.
Yes.
And well, no one about capital letters. Who went to class?
Critics have slammed it, saying that it's aiding to the snowflake generation.
Oh, what does that mean?
You know, they're sort of flaky and soft and sensitive. I don't know.
So, oh, my God, that's the same way you spell your last name.
Snowflake.
Is that you? Oh, hello, Princess Snowflake.
The memo suggested that writing in capital letters could...
Who? Actually, the memo?
The memo.
Is it a memo?
The memo.
Is it a memo?
It's a memo. Memo.
Yeah, it's memo. A memo.
Memo. We're changing it to memo today.
Yeah,
the
we're
memo.
Not finding memo. There's no fish in the sea. Yeah, there's no memos getting around that are coming up through the...
It says that that any lack of clarity and using capitals can generate anxiety and even discourage students from attempting the assessments at all.
Do you know what?
So you've written this thing to me. You've written a memo to me, in capitals.
And snowflake, do you now
feel it? I feel like a snowflake. My anxiety's gone through the roof.
What is wrong with people? Get some backbone. It's a word.
Well,
doesn't matter how it's written. I could write it in Sanskrit. Next time I'm going to get out my little...
Well...
My penis... No, what is the...
your what?
My pen, you know, and it's got the little thing. And I'll write it with some other... Yeah.
Fancy writing.
You'll have to look for it in blue light.
Well, I don't know what's going on around the world because two other universities have banned things. One's banned fancy dress.
Oh.
Saying that it's inappropriate. And the other
one... what is fancy dress? If I want to turn up in a mini skirt and with feathers, how's that fancy? That might be what I like to wear on a Tuesday morning when I get coffee.
Might offend someone. They've banned cowboy outfits.
I mean, look at Andy. If you look underneath his thing, he's got a bloody He-Man. The man that wears a mask. DC comic. You're always wearing something.
Well, wait for this, though. The University of Manchester, right, the student union has banned clapping and you now have to use jazz hands.
Well, that's fair enough because some people look disgusted when they clap. Unless they do the seal one. But, you know, I'm going to go with Manchester here. Clapping's out, jazz hands is in, everybody.
Is clapping actually out? Like, what's wrong with clapping?
Oh, well, I like jazz hands a lot better. I've been practicing for like nearly 47 years. This gay boy's been.
But if you were on stage and you're looking at your audience and the lights are on you, you can't see them necessarily, and you wonder, did they like my performance?
Well, they'll hear the wind moving for the jazz hands. I mean, have you ever seen any gay boy jazz hands without lisping? No, you'll know we'll be doing it. Let me tell you. You're here wasting my time about bloody clap.
What's happening?
Yeah, when Paul Kylie was in Germany last night, and there was a big.
What happened?
Well, it turns out she got a threat at the concert, so some social media threat. So Kylie arrived with like 20 guards with machine guns. They had to check everybody to come in and out. They were looking for one man, and so everyone that went into the concert had to be looked.
Did they find him?
Well, no, so it all went off without a hint. But see, this whole social media thing. People are scared. I was reading somewhere the other day in a country, they put out a fake thing saying that these guys were child molesters. The crowd beat them to death. Turns out it wasn't true. It's all this fake news. So this is what they're thinking about might have happened at Kylie's concert.
And something's just taken
Someone's
off.
Someone get onto social media and goes, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And then that gets shared and that gets shared and then they worry whether it's true or not.
But then, they have to take precautions in that case, don't they? Because you don't know. I mean...
Oh, no, you've got to do it.
Imagine if that went out and then they went, oh, we didn't do anything.
So maybe Donald Trump's right all along. The world's full of fake news. No one knows what's happening.
There is quite a lot of fake news out there. I'm sure he's contributing to a fair bit of it as well, though.
But the reason we're very excited that like here in Cologne, in Germany, they're getting to see Kylie Minogue's concert.
So is she really popular in Germany?
She's popular everywhere, sweetheart. She's the queen of the world. But I'm still a little pissed that we mightn't get this concert. So me and Andy finally got our tickets on Monday.
Oh, you
were sitting there at 2 o'clock after we got rejected from the early twice sales.
Yeah, explain. Tom came in. We were doing some work in here, and he was so flustered because the tickets were going to be released.
Yes,
and I have to run. I have to run, and you needed everyone to support you. And
well, I had creepy Andy and my husband on another computer in different parts of country or the city.
Right.
And then I sat there with phones like a three-way and they had to tell me what ticket they got first and I'd yell at who had to buy it.
Right.
Andy had two computers going. Wayne had half his staff opening up. But, you know, we had that many computers. We were in there. We got offered nothing. Oh, we got some grass thing. So
something unacceptable at the Miami Music Bowl.
Refused to accept it. So we thought we'll buy it for the real people. Then we tried again on Monday. Shit. Me and Andy are sitting on the grass. So I'm happy.
So you are sitting on the... But it's quite good sitting on the grass there.
Yeah, but I want to be close. Well, I want to see the sweat come off. I thought when she sings, you know, Confide in Me, I wanted to spit all over me. Do you not understand? I love that shit. You know, I love it. Yeah, I won't wash for a month after that. Yeah, I bottle that stuff.
So is the concert in Germany the same tour that she's going to bring here?
Oh, I'm going to be so angry. We can't mention that yet. No, because it can't. We're getting second rate. Well, crap and one.
Yeah, but...
That's okay. Look, you know, I love Kylie. She could come out with the bloody bongos and sit out the front of Federation Square and I'd be up there.
You know what the good thing... You know what the good thing about the My Music Bowl, though, is? Because you're sitting in that general area, you can always sort of worm your way down to the bottom.
So we're not taking our husbands. Andy's not taking his. I'm not taking mine because we've decided we're just buying two tickets.
Right.
But now we're live on air, I've got some other news to explain to Andy.
What's that?
I've just been offered better seats at the front. Only one... By Ron and Anthony from Equal Love have got me one.
Andy's just got this look on his face.
I said yes.
Oh, no! Divorce. 6 minutes to seven. You've built Andy up to go to this concert.
Oh, no, don't.
And you're going together. He's so excited. Like he was talking to me on the... He said, I'm so happy that Tom and I are going together. I'm really looking forward to it.
Because the first time we've been knowing each other now for 12 months, the first time I was ever going around in public with you.
And
usually Andy has to meet me downstairs in the dark.
And now you've been offered a better ticket and you're going to dump him.
Oh, freaking oath. And what you don't know is I'm actually emailing Danny Minogue, who promised to take me, and then when she offers to take me, I'm dumping the other two as well. I'm going to have that many tickets in the stadium, but I'm dumping everyone the closer I can get. I have no problems.
The 2018 Year in Fashion Report has been released, Tom, and I'm on it.
Yeah, you're at the bottom of the list. It's basically... Oh, no, don't do that. Do you making me be mean to you after I've tried not to?
Yeah. Rihanna took out this top spot last year.
Oh, did she?
Yep, but she's lost it. She's no longer the queen. She's down to number 9. There's a new Queen Kylie, I hate to say.
So Kylie Minogue is number 1.
Kylie at number 1.
If you call
but it's
it
not
that, if it's that moron one... Those, what are the Kardashian, is that what you...
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, she's a second-rate Kardashian, which is even worse.
She has been crowned the biggest celebrity fashion influencer.
Are you serious?
No, I'm deadly serious.
Have you ever seen a picture of her?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I thought she had a cosmetic brand.
Yeah, she sells lipsticks or something.
Yeah, well, she's number one. She is number one. Number two is Kim Kardashian.
Oh, no, really?
At number three is Meghan Markle.
Oh, that's the one we talked about that's still in the crown. They're having a fight with the queen.
That's right, because the queen doesn't like the way she dresses.
Yeah, well, she's dressing like she's the American Scarlet. She's now English royalty, which means they just kind of keep it all together. Well, you know, they share it in the palace. You know, they don't spread it out. Like, you know, when you're in Hollywood, you spread that out.
I think it's
out.
Great. She's shaking it up. So she's in at number three. Also in the list is Serena Williams.
Oh, what idiots voted for these people here? Number one, well, they've got to be Americans, and they're probably Trump voters.
Maybe.
I mean, Jesus Christ, the first one is Kylie Jenner, then Kim Kardashian. Oh, God.
The 2018 Year in Fashion Report. And Ariana Grande is also in there.
How did Serena Williams get it? I mean, she looks great on the tennis court, having that baby. That is fantastic. But, sweetheart, that's not fashion.
Yeah. Well, what about Ariana Grande? She's in it because her digital... It must be based on digital influence because apparently she has driven searches for certain brands, but there's one thing that she's made people really search for with searches up 130%. And that's
her ponytail?
No, oversized hoodies. She's wearing oversized hoodies.
Do you know what? This is the stupidest thing in the world. Ask me. There's only one queen of Australia, style, fashion, and this she comes. Da-da-da.
And what's her name?
Miss Minogue.
You enjoy. Did you know we've nominated what our favourite two things are that we cannot live without?
Oh, I know that.
It's been revealed.
I know that.
What is it for you?
Well, mine's Kylie Minogue and cocktails.
Ah, well, you got one of them right because apparently coffee and booze are the two things that we cannot live without.
That is my favourite. to put coffee in boobs. Oh my God, it's like
while Kylie Minogue is playing.
Oh, if Kylie would be carrying the coffee with the booze in it, I'd be so happy. And it's like a double buzz.
Mm.
You get like, whoa, yeah. Oh.
Well, maybe after the show this morning, that's what we need now.
They only spoke to me, did they?
They only spoke to you. No, there were 1,000 adults took part in this survey.
Oh shit, I was drinking with all of them on Tuesday night. God, I was sick.
But what really gets me though is another thing that was revealed in this survey. So they're saying that coffee and booze are the two things we cannot live without.
Never. I'd kill.
But
murder.
But the reason for eating healthy is to maintain good health and prevent illness was their biggest reason for eating healthy.
Oh no. I mean, I eat healthy. I always have celery with my Bloody Mary in the morning. I mean, well, I make sure
this,
I get
that's
it.
That's what this survey is saying. It's saying we like to eat healthy whenever we can, mm-hmm. right? But we can't live without our coffee and our booze.
And Cosmopolitans are my favourite, and it's all because of, you know, the berry juice is good for my prostate.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've
good for my
and
prostate.
Some vitamin C in it.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's the latest. So
what about you? What's your favourite?
Mine's coffee. Absolutely.
I thought it would have been a protein shake.
Oh, no.
I can't live without my daily protein shake. I mean, mate, you can't have muscles like that without...
There's probably a bit of addiction to that as well, I must admit. Coffee and protein shakes.
Do you put the coffee in the protein?
I have
put alcohol in your protein shake?
No, I haven't
tried that. To do that?
But maybe that's a really good idea. I could try that. I have tipped the coffee in one day when I was running really late for work.
In with the
protein shake.
With the protein shake.
It doesn't go well.
Do you know, my son was taking them when he was like 18, 19. I decided he wanted to get muscly at the gym. And he left one of those shakers under the bed and that smell is disgusting.
Hang on, also not clean.
No, it was like it's shaken. It was still, I've never spilled anything like that in my life. It's disgusting. And you're drinking that stuff.
I was shaking one once outside a supermarket and it didn't look very good and exploded everywhere.
What were you shaking your money making?
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.